Highlights from the 185th Semiannual General Conference of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. You are a son or daughter of our Heavenly Father, said President Thomas S. Monson in the Sunday morning session of General Conference. You have come from His presence to live on this earth for a season, to reflect on the Savior's love and teachings, and to bravely let your light shine for all to see. When that season on earth has ended, if you have done your part, yours will be a glorious blessing of returning to live with Him forever. This General Conference noted the recent passing of President Boyd K. Packer and Elders L. Tom Perry and Richard G. Scott of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles. Church members sustained 3 new members of the Quorum, Elders Ronald A. Rasband, Gary E. Stevenson, and Dale G. Renland. Other highlights, talks by Elders M. Russell Ballard, David A. Bednar, and D. Todd Christofferson of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles underscored why the Lord set up His church with prophets and apostles as its foundation to do His work and empower us to return to Him. Talks by President Russell M. Nelson and Elder Jeffrey R. Holland of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles explained the vital roles of women. President Nelson noted, "The kingdom of God is not and cannot be complete without women who make sacred covenants and then keep them, women who can speak with the power and authority of God." Elder Dallin H. Oakes of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles reaffirmed that our Savior experienced and suffered the fullness of all mortal challenges, and because of this, His atonement empowers Him to succor us, to give us strength to bear it all. End of highlights from the 185th Semiannual General Conference of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Read by Dwayne Case.